More than 300,000 women-owned businesses are in LA County, the highest county figure in the nation, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. But according to the Kauffman Foundation, 70% of all businesses nationwide are still owned by men. Carmen Ratt owns CRNA Custom Banner. Her company makes billboards. She's run the business for 19 years, and still, some male clients will mistake her as an employee.
I do have a male partner, and I also see the difference sometimes of how even a client might reach out to him and try to go over, you know, me to then get something done, and then he'll have to remind them that, you know, she's the final say-so.
Ratt says she and other women say anecdotally that it's harder for them than men to receive loans.
You can have a wonderful presentation, you can have all your ducks in place, but the banking industry is still very, I don't think they're as women friendly as they should be.
Kimberly Leonard, another woman business owner in LA and mother, says that though women are making advances in the business world, they still face the pressure of traditional demands at home.
You know, being able to balance, you know, my son's school and going on a field trip and the things that I want to do as a woman and as a mother versus, you know, traditionally it's more acceptable for dad to stay at the office all day and not have to attend to those other things.
According to the U.S. Small Business Administration, women entrepreneurs, particularly minorities, are the fastest and largest growing segment in the country. Ken Pickens, Annenberg Radio News. Kimberly Leonard, another woman business owner in LA and mother, says that though women are making advances in the business world, they still face the pressure of traditional demands at home. Ken Pickens, Annenberg Radio News. Ratt says she and other women say anecdotally that it's harder for them than men to receive loans. According to the U.S. Small Business Administration, women entrepreneurs, particularly minorities, are the fastest and largest growing segment in the country. Reporting for ARN, I'm Ken Pickens.